got 3 minutes till the reactor blows. We're never gonna make it.
You've got to get out of here. Save yourself.
No, I won't leave you.
Don't worry about me. I'm a robot. I'm just a machine.
No, you're not. Not to me.
Oh, my God.
What?
I am extremely talented.
Yeah, you're great. Yeah. Okay, let's take it from...
No, I mean, I was really acting my ass off.
I thought I was pretty good, too.
Oh, yeah, you're solid. Yeah, you're just, no, me.
You know what? I think that's enough for now, yeah. I don't want to be over-rehearsed.
Fine. I'll do it without you. I don't need you or anybody else. I'm going to make it on my own. You'll see. You'll all see.
So, what's this thing you're auditioning for?
Oh, it's a new TV show. Yeah. I'm up for the part of Mac Machiavelli, or Mac. Yeah. I'm a detective, and I solve crimes with the help of my robot partner. He's a computerized, humanoid, electronically enhanced secret enforcer. Or cheese.
So, Mac and Cheese.
That's the title! Yeah. You know, they really lucked out that the initials spell cheese.
That is lucky.
Huh. Wait, so Joey, if you get this, you're going to be like the star of your own TV show. I mean, you'll be like the Big Cheese. Or the Big Mac. Hey, you love those.
Well, don't get your hopes up, because it's probably not going to happen.
Now, why would you say that, Joseph?
Well, I mean, come on, you guys. My own TV show? I don't know if I'm good enough.
I am.
Joey, what are you talking about? You're a terrific actor.
You really think so?
Oh, how can you even ask that question?
Whoa, she's pretty.
Yeah.
Oh, and she's really nice, too. She taught me all about, you know, how to work with the cameras and smell the fart acting.
I'm sorry. What?
It's like you got so many lines to learn so fast that sometimes you need a minute to remember your next one. So while you're thinking of it, you take this big pause where you look all intense, you know, like this.
Okay.
Oh, here's my scene.
Mrs. Wallace, I'm Dr. Drake Remora, your sister's neurosurgeon. Your sister is suffering from a...
Well, Eva, we've done some... excellent work here. And I would have to say, your problem is quite clear.
All you want is a dinkle. What you envy is a schwein. A thing through which you can tinkle. Or play with, or simply let hang.
I play Al Pacino's butt. All right? He goes into the shower, and then I'm his butt.
Oh, my God.
Come on, you guys. This is a real movie, and Al Pacino's in it, and that's big.
Oh, no, it's terrific. It's you know, you deserve this. After all your years of struggling, you've finally been able to crack your way into show.
Okay, fine. Make jokes. I don't care. This is a big break for me.
No, you're right. You're right. It is.
Yeah.
So you're going to invite us all to the big opening?
All right, well, I'm out of here. Wish me luck.
Good luck. We all wish you good luck.
Yeah, whatever.
Wow. If I could dance, I'd be a triple threat.
It's your turn.
Oh, are we playing this?
Hey, how'd the audition go?
Terrible. I messed up every line. I shouldn't even be an actor.
Wait a minute. Are you doing that thing where you pretend it didn't go well, but it really did go well?
Yeah, did I fool you?
Totally.
So it did go well.
Oh, it went amazingly well.
Great. That's great.
Yeah, yeah. It's down to me and two other guys.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And I know both of them, and they're really good. One of them's the guy from those allergy commercials who's always getting chased by those big flowers.
Oh, I love that guy.
Oh, what are you doing?
What am I doing?
I'm so nervous, you know? The callback is until tomorrow at 5. I feel like my head's going to explode.
Well, it is overdue.
Look, don't worry, okay? You're going to be fine.
Yeah, but it's just so much pressure. You know, I mean, no offense, but what you guys all do is very different. I don't know if you'd understand.
Yeah, none of the rest of us have to deal with pressure at our jobs.
Yes, Fran, I know what time it is, but I'm looking at the weenus and I'm not happy.
Well, I'm tearing the lettuce.
Uh-huh. Is it dirty?
Oh, no, no, don't worry. I'm going to wash it.
Don't. I like it dirty.
That's your call.
So, what are you going to do next?
Well, I thought that I would cut up the tomatoes.
Are they, firm?
They're all right.
You sure they haven't gone bad? You sure they're not very, very bad?
No, really, they're okay.
You gonna slice them up real nice?
Actually, I was gonna do them julienne. I'm out of here.
Monica, I'm quitting. I just helped an 81-year-old woman put on a thong, and she didn't even buy it. I'm telling you, I'm quitting. That's it. I'm talking to my boss right now. Yes, I am. 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 Okay, bye. Call me when you get this message.
Well, what happened?
Well, he came in for a massage, and everything was fine until...
Oh, my God.
And all of a sudden, his hands weren't the problem anymore.
Was it...
Oh, Boy Scouts could have camped under there.
You ate my sandwich?
It was a simple mistake. It could happen to anyone.
Oh, really?
Now, calm down. Come look in my office. Some of it may still be in the trash.
What?
Well, it was quite large. I had to throw most of it away.
You threw my sandwich away. My sandwich? My sandwich?
I want this part so much, you know? If I don't get this part... I'm never going to eat macaroni and cheese again. No, I didn't say that. That doesn't count.
Oh, come on, guys. It's not like I moved to Europe. I just moved across the hall. And we would have you over all the time if it weren't for Monica's allergies. You're right. I could never lie to you. She hates you. Should I get that? Hello? No, Joey's not here right now. Can I take a message? Yeah, okay, so the audition's been moved from 5 to 2:30? Okay, great. Bye.
Ah! Aren't you dressed yet?
Am I naked again?
We're supposed to meet my parents in 15 minutes.
Yeah, okay, I was just talking to the guys. Just look at them. I mean, is it okay if they come visit?
What about my allergies?
Oh, right. Your allergies. Oh, her. She hates you.
Hey, how cool would it be if you could watch like a real life-size version of this, huh?
I mean, how crazy would that be?
As crazy as soccer?
Hello? What are you talking about? The audition's not till 5. Well, nobody told me. Who'd you talk to? Never mind.
You mean you didn't get it from this?
The allergy guy got the part. Thanks.
Well, maybe we can fix it, you know? Maybe we can send him some big, big flowers and scare him.
How could you do this to me, Chandler?
This part could have turned my whole career around. I messed up. Okay, I'm sorry. I really messed up.
You don't even live here anymore. What are you doing answering my phone? I have a machine.
Which I bought for you. Taught you how to use it. You thought it was a copier. Look, if there was anything I could do, I would do it, okay? But everybody's allowed one mistake, right? You know, he could have got me a VCR, he could have got me a set of golf clubs, but no, he has to get me the woman repeller. The eyesore from the Liberace House of Crap!
Not that bad.
Oh, yeah, easy for you to say. You don't have to walk around sporting some reject from the Mr. T collection.
Chandler.
I pity the fool that puts on my jewelry. I do! I pity the fool that... When you were late last night, Kathy and I got to talking, and one thing led to another, and